Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Not a very happy edition of the show. We're talking about Ross Ulbricht and the life sentence that he has received for the dastardly crime of coding a website. That's right. He wrote the Silk Road. He was the creator of the Silk Road, and he admitted as much through his defense attorney in the opening statement at his trial, which happened in January, I think it was. That's when it started. It was
like
a
January.
4 or 5 week long trial, and we followed it in quite a bit of detail here on Free Talk Live. And a lot of that detail was thanks to Andy Greenberg at Wired.com for doing such excellent writing and keeping a real close watch on things. Plus, John Bush and the crew over at the Liberty Beat also did a fine job of reporting from the trial as well. So thanks to everybody who actually went there and tried to help out. There was, of course, our friends like Derek J. Freeman, who went down and as an activist and ultimately was turned away by Ross and his mother and an attorney, asking them to leave because the judge was threatening the jurors, threatening to lock them away, basically, in a hotel, sequestering them from any outside contact whatsoever, not allowing them to go home at the end of the night, which would make the jury think that they were under a threat from some drug kingpin who wanted to snuff them out.
Right, and why would they think otherwise? Because that's one of the charges.
Well, not in that case, but they were alleging that Ross was hiring hitmen.
Right, but no, one of the charges was that Ross Ulbricht was a kingpin.
Oh, that, right, the kingpin. But I thought you meant the murder charges, which they...
No.
Yeah, they were
told, like, you know, he had a murder for hire.
Multiple. They were tarring him with this idea that he's some sort of murderous person.
Even though he was never charged with a murder for hire.
And still hasn't been, from my understanding. So there's a little bit more. Well, there's actually a little bit more here from Andy Greenberg, and then also the letter from Ross Ulbricht that we did read on the air here on Free Talk Live, but ultimately was suppressed. I have now re-released over at freekeen.com. So you heard earlier this week we read the letter that Ross wrote to the judge for the sentencing in this case, which ultimately had no effect on this tyrannical woman who gave him life in prison. But I'm talking about the first letter that was released publicly from Ross Ulbricht, which was sent to an activist here in Keene, which was then brought to me, and I had put it online in, I think it was March 1st. I put it on freekeen.com. Subsequently, and we did read it on the air that night, subsequently his mom asked me to remove that content, and ultimately I didn't want to. Because, you know, I feel like I felt like it was news and that it was important to get that out. The news, basically, the letter essentially vindicated the activists because I'd always wondered, what did Ross want? Because we knew his mom talked to the activists who went out to his trial and said, look, we would like you to not come back. We would like you to, or at the very least, don't protest. Don't stand outside. Don't do jury outreach. Don't hold any signs. Or the judge is going to make the jury think that Ross is trying to kill them, basically. And so that was enough to convince people to call it quits. Derek J. was planning on staying there the entire week, for the first week at least, maybe even longer. He came home the next day.
Yep.
And he was so disappointed.
Yeah, he was really sad.
He and others had taken time out of their lives to come and, you know, take a risk. When you're out in front of a courthouse holding a sign or giving out jury information, there's a chance they're going to arrest you as well, especially at this courthouse, which arrested Julian Heichlin for doing the very same thing a couple of years previous.
Right, and the other risk, and this is one that wasn't talked about as much, if the people that were there with the sign saying, you know, like, don't cage a man for running a website,
right,
were seen interacting with the people that had the jury nullification signs and jury nullification information, then they could have gotten charged, all of them collectively, with some sort of racketeering.
Oh, really?
Because then you've got two different types of outreach that... they're working together, they're cooperating to say, here's jury nullification information. And by the way, this guy is being charged with running a website. And see that guy over there with that sign?
Yeah.
So they had to make sure that they did not communicate while they were in front of that courthouse.
Yeah, it was very cautious of them, but I can't say I blame them in that case. So they ultimately, in the case of the activists who went back home, were pretty disappointed. But a lot of people were wondering, was that what Ross really wanted? Because all they knew at the time was that it was Ross's mom who was coming to them saying, hey, I don't want this to happen to my son. I don't want the judge to punish the jury. So please just go home, guys. That's what the attorneys said. That's what I'm saying.
Everyone was so doubtful of the defense method. It was... Oh,
well,
crazy.
Yeah, and it turns out Ross did support having the activists go home. I mean, he basically told me that when he called me to ask me to remove the article that I put up. Because what I told his mom was, look, I'll edit the article a little bit, like removing a certain line from his letter, but I'm not going to pull the letter until I hear it from Ross that this is what he wants. And they actually did get Ross to call me here in the LRN.FM studio one day, and he did personally ask me to take the letter down, so I did that. I have since reposted that letter as of now because of the sentencing. The idea was that if the judge saw his letter, that if the prosecution printed this letter out and then the judge saw it, then the judge would, you know, not look as favorably on him if she might, you know, if she was going to look favorably, which I didn't believe for a moment that she was going to look favorably. But I didn't want to upset Lynn too much, and I certainly didn't want to upset Ross.
Right.
And so I went ahead and pulled the letter. At this point, he's been sentenced to life in prison. I figure it's fair to put that letter online again. So if you want to see that letter, the actual original scanned copy is back. It's over at freekeen.com. You can grab it there, where he says that even though he, you know, ultimately decided to not have the activists there, he did say, I'm glad you were there protesting. You should be able to voice your opinions and hold signs, especially at a courthouse where it's especially important to have that freedom. I know it was touchy because the judge wanted to control what the jury was exposed to, but I don't think you did anything wrong, and I appreciate you trying to help, even though I was found guilty in the end. So he appreciated the activists' efforts, which I thought, you know, they didn't know that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was important information to get out. So it wasn't like he was against necessarily what they were doing. He was just scared. And his mom certainly was scared. And, you know, when mom's scared, that'll transfer a little bit, right? That'll transfer to a son. Like, you don't like seeing mom scared. So
right.
Certainly.
You know, you try to stop that from happening. And now I'm sure his mom's pretty upset. She's going to be coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She gave a great speech at the Liberty Forum this year, which are the two yearly events that the Free State Project puts on. Of course, the Free State Project is a movement to try to get 20,000 people to sign up to pledge to make the move to New Hampshire, like we did. The three of us here are Free State Project participants, and we've enjoyed these Liberty Forums and Pork Fests in previous years. Lynn Ulbricht was at Pork Fest last year, and she's going to be back there this year speaking on all of this and, you know, the whole experience, I'm sure. So if you want to meet Lynn, then come to Porkfest. Go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. We'll be there broadcasting live. Free Talk Live is going to be there every single night broadcasting the program as we do every year at Porkfest. It's a great festival. It's a kind of a week-long camping party in the woods with over 1,500 liberty-oriented people. Everything from family events to parties like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party and more. It's a lot of fun. So come on and join us at porkfest.com. We'll look forward to it. It's at the end of June, by the way, the last week.
21st through 28th.
Thank you.
Are you giving any presentations this year?
Probably. It's one of those things where somebody asks me to do something, and then I sort of find myself on the schedule later. And like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be here to do. But no, I don't really remember, honestly, if I'm going to get. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I'm not sure. I'm not doing the radio thing this year, I don't think.
Nobody has. I know that's been the main one that you've done the last several years is, like, you know, how to run a pirate radio station.
Nobody asked me to do it, so I'm not doing it. Anyway, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So back to the story here. Over at Wired.com, we had talked about Ross Ulbricht and the 100-plus letters that were submitted on his behalf asking for leniency, asking for the minimum sentence, which would have been 20 years. He could have had some kind of a life at being released at age 50. Now he's going to be in for life. And the prosecution side of things was that any protection the Silk Road offered drug users was dwarfed by the increased access that it offered to dangerous and addictive drugs. Because, again, the defense was arguing that the Silk Road helped people, which is what we've said here on Free Talk Live. And beyond the two parents who spoke at the Friday hearing, it pointed to six individuals who it claimed had died of drug overdoses from drugs purchased on the Silk Road. In her statement preceding Ulbricht's sentencing, Judge Forrest fully sided with the prosecution against the defense's harm reduction argument, arguing that the Silk Road vastly expanded access to drugs. And we'll get her exact quote coming up here in moments. 855, 453, more on the Silk Road sentencing, which happened today. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. You can talk about the Ross Ulbricht sentencing. You weren't really surprised, were you? If you were surprised by the Ross Ulbricht sentence, then you must be new to this program, because there's so much outrageous behavior on the part of the government, and we've seen so many cases where people who've been disobedient to the state have been punished nearly to the maximum, or in this case, to the maximum, and that is the ultimate crime, as Daryl was pointing out earlier. Not doing what you're told, not staying in line, and, you know, being obedient. That's what they want out of you. They want your obedience, and they want your money. And when you don't give them the money, then they come after you, and if you don't give them obedience, they come at you even harder. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight with you, Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com and uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here with Wired.com's Andy Greenberg, he's writing a good summary piece here about the sentencing today of Ross Ulbricht, the heroic man who was operating the Silk Road, the creator of the Silk Road. He says that he went away from the site for a period of time, for a long while, handed it over to another operator, and or the operator bought him out or something like that. We don't know all those details because that side of the story was not able to be presented in court. The judge basically prevented the defense from putting on a defense. And that was unfortunate. I think it was also a mistake that Ulbricht did not testify. The first time that he was heard speaking was today in court at his sentencing, where he was begging the judge for mercy. So the jury never got to hear from Ross. They never got to connect with him. I thought that was a mistake that happened in the Rich Paul trial, which is our friend and co-host on the program. Rich never spoke during his trial either to the jury. He didn't testify. He didn't get to look, you know, and connect with the jury eye to eye and, you know, make that human level connection. He just sat, you know, and Ross, just sitting there as a defendant. You're this just quiet person, and the defense attorney does all the talking. And the defendant, you never really get to know the person. You only get to know them through the claims of the defense attorney. And I feel like, yes, I know it's risky for someone to get on the stand and testify, but Ross Ulbricht was already risking it all. You might as well get up there and explain yourself to these people. But he didn't. And so they found him guilty. And maybe they would have found him guilty anyway. But as was pointed out by James Babb, an activist from Philly, how could it have been worse than what it was?
Right. And this is one of those cases to where hindsight is definitely 20/20. To where looking back, well, he got, you know, the worst punishment possible. It couldn't have gone any differently. But it's sort of like a, you know, armchair quarterbacking sort of thing, to where you're looking back and saying, oh, well, if you just would have done this differently, then you could have wound up winning.
Now, wasn't Ross given the chance to take the stand, or in his defense?
You always have the chance.
The defense advised against, told him not to, correct?
Almost always the defense attorney will advise you against taking the stand, because you could incriminate yourself, you know, you can accidentally answer questions that could make the case harder for you to win.
Yeah,
So it's a risky thing to get up there. But again, he was already at severe risk anyway.
Right.
And I firmly believe, and, you know, this isn't just hindsight is 20/20. I was advocating for it during the trial. You know, I thought that he should take the stand during the trial.
Right. I'm not saying that your statement just now was,
yeah,
but in some ways someone could perceive it that way,
mm-hmm,
of, oh, well, you're just saying, you know, he should have done this because you know how it turned out.
Yeah, no, I think that he should have done it regardless, because I think it was the only chance at convincing these people. I mean, you got on the stand, or not on the stand, but your attorney gets up at the beginning of the trial and says you're Dread Pirate Roberts, and then you started the website. At that point, you've got to explain yourself.
Right.
You're going to get convicted. You know, it doesn't matter if you can throw out some of the evidence. if you get up and challenge every piece of evidence that the feds bring up and are successful in throwing 70% of it out, it doesn't matter. You already admitted to committing, you know, 4 out of the 7 crimes right there.
Right.
So why not explain yourself? Why not, you know, give them your mindset, the rationale? It's not going to work, likely, but at the very least, it would give you a semblance of a chance, maybe a 1% chance.
Well, like you said, it would allow you to connect with the jury and make them see, hey, look at this guy.
Well, for what that's worth, you're probably not going to convince all 12, but if you can just convince one, if you can convince one juror to vote not guilty, then it's worth it. Anyway, going on here, what does the judge have to say? Because we know that the defense said that, well, Ross Ulbricht helped people. He protected people. The Silk Road helped keep people safe. Now, the prosecution, of course, argued differently. It said that people died because of the drugs that they bought on the Silk Road and that he expanded the access to drugs. So in her statement preceding the sentencing, Judge Forrest fully sided with the prosecution, saying, quote, Silk Road was about fulfilling demand, and it was about creating demand, she said. It was market expanding. She also tore into, because there's just so many people out there just waiting to try heroin. They've just been waiting their whole lives to try heroin, and now finally the Silk Road has come around, and now they get to try heroin. I don't imagine there were very many people who were first-time hard drug users who went on the Silk Road to buy things like heroin and crack. I'm sure there's somebody. You can probably find a story or two of somebody who was, I've never tried heroin before. And then they bought some on the Silk Road. But your typical heroin user, somebody who is, you know, going to be attracted to heroin, has probably already used, and then they found out about the Silk Road.
Right.
And it's a way for them to get their drugs safer. It's a way for them to get a better quality product. And they're not risking being on the streets and risking arrest and risking robbery for getting things in the black market. She also, the judge, tore into the argument that the Silk Road reduced violence in the drug trade, pointing out that most of the academic papers submitted by the defense to support the argument focused only on the protection for the final buyer of drugs, but that digital remove, she argued, did nothing to prevent violence at any other point in the narcotics supply chain, from production to distribution. She said, quote, the idea that it's harm reducing is so very narrow, it's about a privileged group sitting in their own homes with their own high-speed internet connections. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight.
I wonder how this judge would have ruled during Prohibition on if somebody had made a safer way to deliver alcohol to people that wanted to drink alcohol when it was prohibited by the U.S. Constitution.
Alcohol is bad, okay.
Well, you know, the judge
maybe... Well, they're still making gin in the bathtub, and that's bad.
Well, yeah, right. So the judge is basically acknowledging that the defense is correct in that this has reduced harm for some people. And then she dismisses
them.
But
it's only some people. It's not everybody.
But it doesn't matter. People still died.
She dismisses them. She says it's a privileged group sitting in their own homes with their high-speed internet connections. So those poor people in the streets who are still buying their drugs on the street corner, Ross Ulbricht's discriminating against those people. He should have protected them, too. I mean, it's just a ridiculous statement from this judge.
Totally ridiculous.
We'll come back with more, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, we got a correction to make here. Daryl's done some digging and pulled up some numbers, some comparisons on the darknet markets to see how many thousands of listings there are now versus at, like a few months back or a couple of years ago or whatever. Because I had made the statement earlier that there are more drugs listed online now than ever before. And apparently I was off by a few thousand.
Maybe not, because that did not specify just drugs. That was listings on black market sites. And still, that number is about 3,300 less than what it was in August of last year.
But it's still close. What was it in August of last year? These are total listings, so including weapons, fake IDs.
Total listing last August was 46,900, and now it's 43,600.
So that's a huge, huge number. And so it's near to a record number,
right,
of listings. And that 46,000 number that you cited there, that was right before the takedown of Silk Road 2.0, correct?
I think so.
Yeah, because if you look at the, I don't know if you saw the graphic in front of you, but you can see that that is a very tall chart, and then it has in it Silk Road 2.0, and then the next chart does not have Silk Road 2.0. So once Silk Road 2.0 got taken down, that was a major blow to the black markets. But some of these black markets are right up to where the Silk Road 2.0 was, because on this chart, and if you could, maybe post that onto our Facebook and Google.
Yeah, I'll pull that back up. I've closed the tab, but I'll definitely post the link.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting link because it actually shows you in a sort of a bar graph how many listings each one of the sites has. Now, there are sites that have charts that compare those things too, but I kind of like the layout of the look there. And what I guess...
Yeah, that chart was actually put together by The Economist.
Do you have it? Did you pull it back up?
Yeah, I just pulled it back up.
So what's the... when is the most recent numbers from on that chart?
Give me just a second. The most recent numbers were April of this year. It does not specify a date in April,
yeah,
but it says April of 2015. The largest marketplace is Agora.
And how many listings?
Almost 17,000.
That's a lot.
Wow.
And that's actually more than what Silk Road had in October of 2013.
That was going to be my question.
And almost as many as the total number of listings in October of 2013.
Wow. Now that was at
there
the very end of
Silk Road. 18,200. And you are correct. This is only drug listings.
Oh, it is? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So it's not covering fake IDs or anything
right.
like
so
that.
Right. So this
okay.
is not total listings, which Got is it. What I thought it was.
Ah. Still very
That's
interesting.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And it's like right now, right at all through what, 3,000 listings away from being
right.
a world record, basically. And so the government has done nothing in its crackdown on Silk Road 1, 2.0, and the other various sites, because other sites have been taken down. Oh, and there was, you know what? There was the Evolution market that went under recently as
Evolution
well.
Evolution in March had 19,900, so almost 20,000.
And they disappeared.
They disappeared, and I heard something weird about them to where, like, they just disappeared and
they
took
everybody's
the money.
Yeah, they took the money and ran, which, you know, isn't such a bad idea. Right. I mean, I don't advocate this. It is fraudulent and it's not okay. But we're talking about an underground marketplace, right? If you've got an underground marketplace, and Evolution was a very popular one, it was one of the top two or three at the time that it went down.
It was number one, according to this chart.
Oh, I didn't realize it had beaten out Agora. Well, anyway, it must
or at least based on drug listing.
Okay. Yeah, it must have just beaten out Agora, because Agora was number one for a long while. Anyway, if you've got the number one or number two drug market, and you're rolling in the dough, I mean, there's Bitcoin coming in every day by the hundreds, right? Like, you've got a lot of money coming in. It's got to be real tempting to just say, all right, see ya. And, you're already under attack by the federal government. You know they're after you. You know that the other websites are probably trying to crack, the hackers or whatever, they're trying to crack your security. It's a constant battle. I mean, Ross Ulbricht was in his room all day long working on his website, basically, in a lot of instances. I mean, it was a lot of time that he had to spend trying to put out fires and make sure the site continued to work, because
mm-hmm.
it was under attack from multiple fronts. I mean, that's going to get exhausting, and you might as well quit while you're on top. Now, did they do it in the best way? No.
No.
I mean, the right way to do it would have been to say, okay, guys, we're shutting it down in 2 weeks, give people at least some notice. Now, there will still be people who don't log in often, and they might, not log in that 2 week time frame and then try to log in on the third week after you've taken the site down, and then they're upset about it. But, you can't make everybody happy when you're shutting down a business like that. But how else do you exit this business, right? You can't go forever.
Right.
The longer you go, the closer you're going to get to an arrest.
Yes.
So, all things considered, they did better than the people who got arrested, right? They walked away with probably millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin from that operation, and no one knows who they are or where they are.
And according to this chart, Agora has been around since at least April of 2014.
I thought they started pretty much immediately after Silk Road went away. I'm pretty sure they've been around since late 2013.
Okay, well,
like December range.
The chart here shows October 2013.
Yeah.
And then the next listing that it has is April of 2014.
Got it.
So they don't show anything November, December, January, February, or March.
A little bit more from Andy Greenberg over at Wired Magazine. The Justice Department argued in their letter that Judge Forrest, or letter to Judge Forrest, that Ulbricht should be made an example of so that it'll stop more dark web market kingpins from following in his footsteps.
Oh, right, like it's stopping Agora, Nucleus, yeah. Black Bank, Alpha Bay, the 1, 2, 3, 7 others that,
and other sites
aren't
that
even listed
yeah.
by name on this chart that I'm looking at.
That are smaller listings.
After all, dozens of copycat sites and advancements on the Silk Road market model have sprouted in the years since its takedown, including the Silk Road 2, Evolution, and the currently largest dark web black market to survive law enforcement's attacks, Agora. To combat the spread of those anonymous bazaars, prosecutors asked Judge Forrest to send a clear message with a sentence for Ulbricht well beyond the mandatory minimum. Judge Forrest sided with the prosecution on that point, arguing she needed to create a strong deterrent for the next Dread Pirate Roberts, saying, quote, "For those considering stepping into your shoes, they need to understand without equivocation that there will be severe consequences," said Forrest. The defense's arguments about Ulbricht's character and his idealistic motives were also undercut by accusations that Ulbricht had paid for the murder of 6 people, including a potential informant and blackmailer. Those accusations never became formal charges in Ulbricht's case. 5 out of 6 of the murder for hires appear to have been part of a lucrative scam targeting Ulbricht with no actual victims. But those murder accusations nonetheless deeply colored Ulbricht's trial and strongly influenced his sentence. Forrest said, quote, "I find there is ample and unambiguous evidence that Ulbricht commissioned 5 murders to protect his commercial enterprise." Well, the evidence, lady, was some chat logs, which could have been fabricated by the very same corrupt DEA agent who was trying to fool Ulbricht into thinking that he needed to kill someone.
Right, and one of the chat logs was the DEA agent saying, "Hey, you need to go kill this guy."
As another character, the DEA right. playing someone else. Forrest leaving out one alleged murder charge for which Ulbricht was charged in a different case. With those attempted murders as context, Forrest was merciless in her assessment of Ulbricht's seeming multiple personalities. The altruistic and admirable young man described in the letters sent to her as evidence of his character versus the callous drug lord she saw in his actions. She said, quote, "People are very complicated, and you are one of them. There is good in you, Mr. Ulbricht. There is also bad. And what you did with the Silk Road was terribly destructive." Now, maybe there's some good in this judge, but I haven't seen it in this case. This woman has been an absolute harridan from beginning to end. She has been absolutely horrible, a total arch-statist, and doesn't appear to have much humanity in her. It's nice that she can acknowledge that there's some good in Ross, but to, you know, her viewpoint is the Silk Road's destructive. I totally disagree. I think it's incredibly constructive. It created opportunities for people to be safer with their drug use and their drug buying, and the world is better off because of it. Ross should be given an award. He should be released from prison, and they should give him an official apology. But that would be an ideal world, and we're not living in that one. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We have time for you if you want to get your thoughts into this discussion. Or whatever you want.
Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loans subject to lender approval.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can join us via Skype here on the airwaves. Skype username is lrn.fm. And our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you here in studio in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, I'm Ian.
I'm Danica.
And I am Daryl.
All right. We'll continue here a little bit more from Andy Greenberg over at Wired.com and his wrap-up piece after Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road, the world's most infamous underground drug marketplace, is going to prison for life. Well, he's staying in prison. He's been there the last year and a half waiting trial, which happened in January and February this year. He was found guilty by a jury of his so-called peers in an incredibly unfair trial, and now sentenced to life without parole. It's terrible. Hopefully he will be successful in appealing, but don't get your hopes up. The system is not designed to be fair to the people that it abuses like this. And it's exactly what, by the way, just to wrap back around to what I said in the beginning of the show, it's exactly what the federal prisoners predicted. We read a letter earlier this week from a federal prisoner in Marion, Illinois, and I've received two letters from the federal prisoners in this particular prison, and both of them by different people who said the exact same thing, that because Ross didn't take a plea, he's going to get nailed to the wall, that the judge would give him the max. This guy said in his letter he would be surprised if Ross gets anything less than life. And he was absolutely right. And now a big question is, where is Ross going to end up? You know, they can put him in any facility they want to. It's not that they don't have to put him near his parents. In fact, his parents, I think, lived out in Austin or whatever, or in California, some other place like that. And he's been in Manhattan the entire time, so they've had to travel quite a bit and incur a lot of costs. When Mark Emery was put in federal prison, I don't know if you remember Mark. He's the Prince of Pot. He's the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine out of Vancouver. They seem to purposely put him as far away from his wife as they could. They put him in Georgia for a good period of his 5 years. Or Mississippi, one of those southeastern states. They put him in a federal prison
somewhere that's nowhere close to Canada.
A very long way away.
And as far away from Vancouver as possible, right? Like, that's the other side of the entire continent.
Yeah.
So, you know, they made it as difficult on Jody as possible to get to see her husband. And he was only found guilty of selling some seeds. He was found guilty
over the internet, though.
Yeah.
When you use the internet for anything, it makes it 10 times worse.
Well, at least they didn't send him a 50-year message. He was sentenced to 5 years in that particular case. So now Ross is going in for a long time. And so that's the question, is where is he going to end up? What we learned about this week was the what they call the Communication Management Unit. They have two of these things in the federal prison. So of all the federal prisons, they have two communications management units. And the way it was described is the prisoner who was writing to us was in this unit. And so the way it was described was they have total lockdown on your communications. Because in a lot of places you can communicate, you can like send a letter and it won't be read, for instance. Like here in the jail in Cheshire County, you can send a letter out and they won't read it. But letters coming in, they will read. At the communication management unit in the federal prison, all outgoing letters are screened. Every single word is screened. They will reject your letter if you reveal certain information about your case that they have told you you cannot reveal. So the guy who wrote to us couldn't give us details about what had actually happened to him, certain things about that. Couldn't talk about that. And every phone call they make, only two allowed per week, only two 15-minute calls per week per prisoner, every call is monitored by a live monitoring counterterrorism team. Every piece of mail is screened by that counterterrorism team. So it's total lockdown on communications, near total lockdown.
I'm still wondering, and I'm not necessarily advocating that somebody in one of these communication units do this, but I'm still wondering if you can do subliminal messaging through your mail. So, and I did this one time when...
You mean coding or subliminal messaging?
Kind of both. What I did one time when I was in high school, I got in trouble and had to like write something on 5 sheets of paper, like the same thing, like repeat this. So what I did was I would just capitalize certain letters and spell out words.
Sure. It's a pretty common code, right? Like they'll figure that one out maybe.
So you know, just like only read the capital letters.
Right.
But if you do it in such a way to where it's not super obvious.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you might be able to slip something through.
If you're
really
putting
know.
capital letters, like, at the start of every sentence like you should be, then probably not.
They're going to find something like that. That's a pretty basic coding meme.
Yeah, because mine, it was like, you know, a letter in the middle of the word would be capitalized.
What you'd want to do is have some sort of pre-arranged system of, you know, certain... letters that you would that the person would know to look for in a certain number of or whatever certain words into the letter, like word number 7 and word number 20 and things like that, like some sort of arbitrary code that was completely made up and then posted with your loved ones to where you know obviously you wouldn't be able to tell them what the code was once you're inside the jail. So
whatever the first letter of the very first word I use will tell you which word to look for. So the letter A, look for the first word that I write after this.
If
I use the letter L, then look for like the 12th word. Or, you know, come up with some kind of safe word to where something that you would not normally say but could be used in a sentence to where if somebody's reading the sentence, they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, this is obviously code.
What's your safe word, Daryl?
Too much information. All right. So a little bit more here from the judge. She says, what you did with Silk Road, Mr. Ulbricht, was terribly destructive. Well, maybe she didn't finish the sentence. Maybe what she meant was that it was terribly destructive to the legitimacy of the state's war on drugs. I mean, isn't that what she actually meant, right? Because he didn't destroy people's lives. He made
that's
lives
what she
better.
Meant, but right. She's never going to say that.
Right. That's exactly what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. It's destructive for people to not obey. It's destructive not only for them not to obey, but for them to shout it from the digital rooftops. I mean, Ross Ulbricht, as Dread Pirate Roberts, presuming it was him the whole time, was an advocate for liberty. I don't think people should forget that about him. We haven't mentioned it a whole lot here in these discussions. He was a libertarian. He had a reading list. There was a section of the forums on the Silk Road, their Silk Road website, and then there was a Silk Road forums. And there was a whole section in there devoted to talking about Dread Pirate Roberts' reading list. What was Dread Pirate Roberts recommending that people read this week on the Silk Road? They were talking about that. These, you know, people who were users of the website would also pick up the books that Ross would recommend and, you know, learn things about libertarianism and economics.
So what were some of the books he recommended?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't spend that much time in the forums. I mean, I knew it was there. I wasn't a member of his book club, I guess you could say. I'm already a libertarian, so I didn't really pay close attention.
Right, but, you know, like a couple of years ago, Rand Paul had a reading list on his website, mm-hmm. and then he removed a bunch of books from that just before he announced he was running for president. And, like, some of the books were The Revolution, a manifesto written by his father that was on his reading list and now no longer is.
So a quick Google search of Dread Pirate Roberts' reading list. Let's see. According to the Huffington Post, they aren't likely to be books on the agenda for your mom's next book club meeting, but they don't actually say there what he
offered. I'm just curious if he had, like, you know, Frederick Bastiat's The Law, if he had
Atlas Shrugged,
Lysander Spooner's No Treason, The Constitution of No Authority.
Anatomy of the State by Murray Rothbard.
Okay.
So there's one of them, and others. So, in other news here, or the remainder of the story, her sentencing statement, Forrest denied even that the Silk Road was a naive experiment or some sort of youthful mistake. She said, quote, "It was a carefully planned life's work. It was your opus. You wanted it to be your legacy, and it is." And then she rudely put him in prison for the rest of his life. He's 29 years old.
31.
31? Oh, I'm sorry.
He was 29 when he was arrested.
Yeah, he's 31 now.
So he's still
fairly young.
Yeah,
and
he's a young man.
Yeah.
And it's tragic. Any other thoughts you guys want to add into to this? Something we missed?
I just can't believe she's taken his entire life away. Like, he's spending the rest of his life.
Oh, she's going to get an award. She's going to get some sort of judge's honor for this.
She'll probably wind up getting promoted. She's probably, like, doing everything she can to get
Dread
one of the
Pirate
seats
Roberts
on the U.S. Supreme Court after Ginsburg
probably.
Or whoever
it's
it is.
Big for her.
It's disgusting.
Right, this is a big career move for this judge. And even if she gets overturned, which she won't. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Check out Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. He's got a newspaper and radio shows and stuff.
Don't forget, use code ROSS, and 10% of your purchase this weekend goes to the Ross Ulbricht Defense Fund.
And donate at freeross.org. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement
with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.